Hello, boobies. My heart is absolutely thumping in my chest, and I wish I could tell you that's because it's filled with love for my children. And of course, I do love my children, but that's not why my heart's thumping. It's because I've just ridden my bike back home from school with David strapped to the back. Catherine got a new bike last week, and I've discovered I can't keep up with her when she's riding it to school. And there's me walking along with David, and Catherine's off in the distance on her bike. So we had this idea, this bright idea, to get a seat to go on the back of my bike that David can go in, so that I can ride along with Catherine and have David on the back of my bike. And it's a lovely plan. So we've done that today. And oh boy, it's been a long time since I rode a bike. I used to ride all the time, actually. I used to be, you wouldn't know it to look at me now, but I used to be insanely fit. I used to ride my bike all the time. I used to go on long bike rides for fitness. And obviously, all that went when I went to university and discovered Pizza Hut. But I'm quite liking getting back to riding my bike. We did a bit of bike riding at Centre Parks, and I'm sure we'll talk some more about that on Parental Geekery at some point. But we rode our bikes around Centre Parks, which was quite hilly, and I had David in a trailer behind me, so he was in a little. It's like a sidecar, but it's behind the bike instead of alongside it, and I quite enjoyed that. But I did, and again, I quite enjoyed it today. But I am remembering how my legs felt when I worked really hard on that bike. And it happens a lot quicker now than it used to. and I mean, the ride to school is quite flat. There's not really much in the way of hills between here and school. And also, having David on the back of the bike makes the bike sort of wobbly and unstable. So I have to pay a lot more attention to balance and making sure that I don't lean too far or go over any bumps that might make us lose our balance. And if you lift the front wheel to go up a curb or something, it feels like you're going to do a wheelie and smack David back on the ground. So, yeah, just a bit of learning on my part. Anyway, I haven't done a boo for a while, and I just wanted I wanted to get going again, because I always wanted to make my boos substantial. I always wanted to have something to say. And I've always liked the restriction of having no more than 5 minutes to talk. I think it's good to be forced to be succinct and gather your thoughts into a bite-sized chunk. I'm not a fan of boos that are longer than 5 minutes. I think it allows people to waffle. And I'm not interested in waffle. I want to get people's thoughts, and then I want to get out of there. I want to get through more. I want to do more with my time. It occurred to me that I don't need to make sure every boo has got some deep, meaningful, well-thought-out narrative to it. It just needs to have what's happened to me today, and I want to do that in under 5 minutes and then get the heck out of there. And I don't. I'm a photography blogger, and I produce video tutorials for photography, but I don't need to have everything I produce be about photography. So that's what my boos are going to try and be. I'm going to just try and make it a little window into my life and talk about what's on my mind on the day. And I'm going to try and leave the photography out of it. If you're interested in photography, you can find my blog at photowalkthrough.com, but that's not what this is about. So there we go. I've started again. Not my first time booing, but been a while. So nice to talk to you guys. I will catch up with you later. Bye-bye, boobies.